What is good, everybody? This is Ross Jackson from Locked On Saints. You are listening to MTMV Sports. My team, my voice, your team, their voice. They got you covered every day, every time that you need it. Keep it locked.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Rick Sincere, and I'm here to give you this week's timeout. Lakers versus Heat game one, man, was, I don't know, a huge blowout. It was a big game for AD and a big game for LeBron. One of the things that happened in that game was Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo went down with injuries. And while that game was being played as a Lakers fan, you know, to some debatable, but as a Lakers fan, naturally, this was what I considered good news, right? For me, easier way to the championship for LeBron. In sports, we often do this, though it's distasteful to openly cheer. Like, you're not supposed to just get up and start cheering, right? But it's somewhat acceptable to some people to get a little happy when the other team's best players are down. You feel like your team has a better chance of winning. Well, early Friday morning, the world woke up to the shocking news that the president of the United States, Donald Trump, along with Melania Trump, was diagnosed with COVID-19. I don't know where you fall on the political map and whether you view Donald Trump as an ally or an enemy, a friend or a foe. Either way, Friday, this was big news. So the world responded. Some responses were in support and basically, you know, hoping that him and his family recovered, and some responses were not. They were completely opposite of the supportive response. I simply have this message for you today. Whether you view Donald Trump as an enemy, as a part of your team, or as a foe, right? COVID-19 is a devastating virus. It has the possibility to claim the life of anybody who has it. It especially hits harder in the older population. It has a pattern to affect men more so than women. I'm sorry, to negatively impact men more than women, and also overweight more than smaller individuals. My wife's uncle just passed of COVID-19, and it was a devastating loss. I've actually known several people to catch the disease and be okay, but some people are not okay, and they pass away, and we see that in the death tolls. My point is, it's incumbent on us to put our political views aside and not take joy in the fact that our president's life may be in danger. Even if you view him as the worst possible person on earth, even if you see him in that way, that's not the way to go about this. Listen, in Proverbs 28, it says, "Do not gloat when your enemy falls. When they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see it and disapprove." If they were meant to be harmed, even if at the point they were meant to be harmed, he'll turn his wrath away. It's tough for some of you who may view him as true evil to adhere to this. And I understand. I'm certain, you know, that you have issues adhering to this. But if you truly want a new president in office, the best thing to do is to go to the polls and vote him out. But don't wish sickness or death on this man or his family. God is a God of love, and sometimes our loyalty to our political views hinders us from being able to display God's love. This isn't a new thing. In the Bible, Jesus spoke about a man who had been beaten, robbed, and stripped of his clothes. Man, along the road, there was a priest. He passed him by, didn't help. A Levite, one of his own people, walked by him, didn't help. And then came along a Samaritan. At the time, the Samaritans versus the Jews was worse than Republicans versus Democrats. It was worse than black versus white at times here in America. They didn't even associate with one another. But the man went out of his way to take care of him. Jesus then asked the people who were sitting next to him, which one of these three men was a true neighbor to this man? The experts of the law, they replied, the man who had mercy on him. And Jesus said, go and do likewise. Here's a play. This week, put love over politics. Put God over your political views. And pray for the health and the strength of our nation that we can wipe out this terrible virus. That also includes praying for our president and praying for his family. Also, register to vote and let change happen at the polls. All right, y'all. Now it's time to get back to the game of life. Ready, break. Break.